Hello and welcome to Super Great Kids Stories, wise tales from storytellers around the world, which will make you laugh and sometimes cry. Recommended for ages 5 to 105. I'm Kim and I love stories. Hello, Super Great Kids, and how are you? I'm very happy because today we have a double whammy. A new theme, how and why stories, and the first how and why story is an Anansi tale from Toop. Hooray! For those of you who don't know Toop, he is a gifted storyteller and musician, born in London with parents from Guyana, a country which is South American and also Caribbean. How and why stories, as many of you know, are tales which people tell to explain how something got there, like the stars in the sky, or why it is the way it is, like why an elephant has a long nose, or why something has spotty fur. This week's story explains how spiders first began spinning webs. Now, just before we join Toop, can you think of a how and why story which you'd like to tell? My favourite is the story about how the mosquito got into the world, otherwise known as the Whistling Giants. You might like to tell your own story about, I don't know, how the guinea pig got its squeak, or how the skunk got its smell, or the rainbow got its colours. There are so many stories to be told. So, could you think of a story you'd like to tell? Either one you've heard already, or even one which you've created all by yourself, while we have a quick word with the grown-ups. Hello, Super Great Kids. I'm back. I wonder which how and why story you'd like to tell. How the tortoise got its shell, or how the birds got their colours, or even why the kangaroo bounces. Maybe, after hearing Toop's story, you could make a start by drawing a story map of the tale you'd like to tell. Now, it's time to say hello to Toop. Are you sitting comfortably? Am I sitting comfortably? Then let's give a big hello and warm welcome to Toop.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. I wonder if you know this voice speaking to you now. Yes, it's me, Toop, from Super Great Kids Stories, back once again from my travels. And I have in store for you a story. So here is a story about Anansi. All of you know about Anansi, the original Spider-Man. Oh, of course you do. This story tells of Anansi. One day, Anansi heard that the birds were having a feast way up in the mountains. A grand, grand feast. And Anansi decided that he wants to go in the mountains. All the birds, they are going to this feast. And Anansi, he wants to join the feast with the birds. Oh, Anansi says, I want to go. Take me, I want to go with you. But the birds look down at Anansi and say, Anansi, you cannot fly. How can you come with us? Oh, says Anansi, I have an idea. If each one of you was to give me a feather, then I could make myself some feathered wings. Oh, the birds, they laughed. Ka, 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 ka. And they thought to themselves that this was a fanciful idea. So each of them plucked a feather from their bodies and gave it to Anansi. Anansi, with his nimble hands and feet, began to stitch and sew, and sew, and stitch, and stitch, and sew, and sew, and stitch, and with some gum and some tar, which is very sticky, he was able to make and fashion himself some wings. And when Anansi was ready, he said, "Look, look, look at my wings." The birds, they began to laugh and say, "Well, Anansi, we have made ourselves ready and we are making our way to the mountaintop banquet. Be ready, Anansi." All the birds, they took flight and they started to rise up into the sky. All making their squeaking and their squawking sounds as they rose higher and higher into the sky. Some birds, they run and they wait for their outstretched wings to catch the wind to pull them up into the sky. Other birds, they run off from a mountain ledge and they let the thermal heat from the earth catch under their wings and rise them high into the sky. And Anansi, he was running, 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 running so fast that before you knew it, the wind caught under his wings and started to pull him higher and higher into the sky. "Ah," said Anansi, "I'm flying." Anansi looked down. He could see the farm and the trees and the houses and the village. Oh, Anansi was so happy. And there before him, he could see the mountaintop ledge. Oh my gosh, all the tables were laid out with food. Before you know it, all the birds, they landed upon the mountaintop ledge for the banquet. Tables were laid out with gauri, which is a form of food, a yam, a plantain, a dashin, a spinach, kalaloo, all the different kinds of foods that you can imagine. It was all there. "Oh," said Anansi, "oh, I cannot wait." But one of the birds, the crow, reminded Anansi, "Listen, do not eat too much. You don't want to get too full. If you get too full, you'll be too heavy. And if you are too heavy, you won't be able to fly." "Yes, yes, yes, yes," said Anansi. "Yes, yes, okay, let's get to the eating." "Oh," said Anansi, "don't worry, don't worry. I remember, I won't eat too much." All the birds, they started to peck, and they started to pick, and they started to pick, and they started to peck. And before you know it, there was a feasting and a drinking and a drinking and a feasting and a joy and a... Ah, what a noise! And before you know it, all the birds saw Anansi pushing his way through, pushing the birds out of the way so that he can get to the choicest of the food. Oh, the birds was angry at Anansi. He was so rude, and he ate far more than he should. The birds, they said, "Anansi, you are so greedy. We will take back a feather." The birds, they took back their particular feather until Anansi had no feathers left. Anansi said, "Oh, I don't care. I'm okay. I can manage." By this time, the birds, all the food had been eaten, and they opened their wings and took flight down towards the ground. Oh, Anansi said, holding his belly, "Oh, I think I ate far too much." "Yes," said the crow, "I told you. Now you are far, far too full." "Oh," said Anansi, but help me to get back down to the ground. Maybe I can hold on to your claw." "Ah," said the crow, "maybe so. I'll help you." And the crow pushed Anansi off the mountain ledge. And before you know it, Anansi, he fell, tumbling down and round and down and falling, rolling and falling and falling and rolling down the side of the mountain. Help me, called Anansi. An owl, which was passing, said, Anansi, press upon your belly. Anansi, he pressed upon his belly. And before you know it, a silky thread came out from Anansi. Anansi held on to that silky thread. The owl caught the silky thread and led Anansi down towards the ground. And as they made their way towards the ground, that thread got entangled between the twigs and the leaves of a tree. Oh, said Anansi, thank you, Brother Owl. Thank you, Brother Owl. And Brother Owl flew away. And Anansi, he started to spin and weave a web, pulling one leaf and pulling another twig. And before you know it, he made his spider's web. And as Anansi sat there, looking up towards the sky, he thought, from now on, no more flying for me. But now I have a skill, always to spin a web. And from that day to this day, spiders always spin their web.
Oh, thank you so much, Toop, for that story. I'm glad Anansi decided not to fly anymore. Imagine a tarantula crash landing in your hair. Ugh. I love the way Toop uses his drum to help him tell the story. Very clever. And I'm pleased that it was Wise Owl who had the answer. I wonder if that was our Story Owl who helped Anansi. That would be a good picture to draw, you know. Anansi trying to fly up to the mountain ledge with homemade wings. Send your pictures to Story Owl via our Facebook page, facebook.com/supergreatkidsstories, or via our website, supergreatkidsstories.com. Now, it's time to say hello to some of our new owlets. Hello to Eliza from Reno in Nevada, who became an owlet for her 6th birthday. Eliza's favourite stories are Misery and the Anansi stories. Ah, that's good that we've got an Anansi story today for your shout-out, Eliza. Eliza is making her own story podcast called Nebula Cat Storytime. And up to Oregon now to welcome Lydia, who recently turned 7, and Hannah, who is 5. They love all the scary stories and listen every night before bed. Hoo-hoo, that's very brave of you. And hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, and a warm welcome to Madeline, who is 7, and Dexter, who is 5, from Maine in the US. Their favourite stories are A Drop of Honey and Nanook the Great Bear. And hello to Edie, who has recently turned 4. She lives with her mum, dad, big brother Gabriel, who's 8, and big sister Lucy, who is 10. They all love listening, and Edie's favourite story is The Ghost of the Bloody Finger. And over to the lovely city of Leeds in the UK now, and hello to Esther, who is 4. She listens with her brother Eddie, who is 7, and they both love the story Stick Woman, particularly the ticky-tacky-tick rhyme. Back across the pond now to Lake Barcroft in Virginia, which is near Washington, D.C. And hello to Max, who is 8. Max has wanted to be an owlet for 2 long years. Well done for being patient, Max. They say everything comes to them who wait. Max's favourite stories are The Luck Child, Misery, and, can you guess, The Ghost of the Bloody Finger. And let's head west to Austin in Texas now to say hello to Eve, who became an owlet for her 7th birthday. Eve has been listening with her mum for about 2 years, and she loves all the storytellers, especially Wangari, Baden Prince Jr., Rebecca Lemaire, and Kate Corkery. And she says she can't wait for the Super Great Kids book to be published. Aw, that's nice, Eve. We're working very hard on it, even as we speak. And over to Germany now to say hello to 5-year-old Nico, who listens every time he's in the car. Nico's favourite stories are Finn McCool and the Giant's Causeway, The Ghost of the Bloody Finger, and the Baba Yaga stories. Yes, I love Baba Yaga too. Many people in Eastern Europe, Russia and the Baltics know her as Baba Yaga. Well, they both work. I really like her, Nico, though she is probably the scariest witch in the world. And hola to Elka, another owlet living in Europe, in the sunny south of Spain, to be precise. Elka is 4 and a half. She sent drawings of the Ghost of the Bloody Finger, the boy who lived with bears, and how the tadpoles lost their tails. Thanks for sending them, Elka. And hello to new apple owlet Ingrid, who is 7. Ingrid lives in the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania. Her favourite story is, well, most of them. Thank you, Ingrid. That's very nice to hear. And hello to Samson, who is 6, and Maxwell, who is 8, from New Jersey. They especially love the Baba Yaga stories. Both Sam and Max are great storytellers and love inventing imaginative characters and worlds. Well, keep up the good work and welcome to the club. Hello now to Olivia, who recently turned 8 and became an owlet for her birthday. She lives in Arkansas in the US. Her favourite story is The Hairy Toe. She sometimes walks around the house shouting, "Hairy toe! Hairy toe!" Sorry for that, grown-ups. More owlet welcomes next week. Lots of lovely pictures this week, especially of the story How Maui Slowed the Sun. Our pick of the week picture goes to Iri Meyer, who is 9, who's drawn a lovely picture inspired by Finn McCool and the 7 Little Helpers. Iri and her sister, Agni Meera, were born in India, and now they live in Bath, here in the UK. What a brilliant picture you've drawn, Iri. I love the stormy sea and sky and the patterned sails on the ship and the 7 little helpers with all their different attributes like big ears and long noses. Just great. Thank you. If you'd like to see all the super great pictures sent in this week, go to facebook.com/supergreatkidsstories. And we have news of a super great storytelling festival in East Anglia, here in the UK, where I'm going to be telling some stories, along with storyteller Shay Nibbs. There are lots of family activities and other storytellers performing, like Nick Hennessy and Amy Douglas, who you'll know from their stories on this podcast. It's taking place in Stowmarket, Suffolk, in the UK, on the weekend of Friday the 17th of May through Sunday the 19th of May. And it's packed with daytime programmes perfect for families. For more information, go to eastanglianstorytellingfestival.co.uk or look on our Facebook page. And thanks very much to all of you who are subscribing to our podcast. We couldn't manage without your support. If you'd like to support our podcast on Apple Podcasts or on Patreon, we'll say hello to you on the programme. You can hear our stories advert-free And you'll get over 38 bonus stories and at least 20 super great scary stories. For more information, go to our website, supergreatkidsstories.com. And next week, we have a how and why story from Wangari in Kenya. This podcast was produced at Wardour Studios in fabulous Fitzrovia in London.